The testimony of James Comey.
Look, this is terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utah Senator Mike Lee will not be participating in today's hearing, but he is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which had the opportunity to question James Comey more than a month ago.
Senator Lee now joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Senator, a month ago, when then-Director Comey came before your committee, did he say that he felt no political pressure to end the Russian investigation?
That's my recollection, but it's also my recollection that he said something to the effect that he hasn't seen political pressure generally brought to bear on any particular case.
Do you think that testimony changes at all today?
I don't know. You know, look, I've read the testimony that he submitted to the Intel Committee. It's a fascinating read, but it still provides an incomplete picture of what happened. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing his answers to questions that will help fill in some of the blanks.
Are you uncomfortable with any of the statements that he's made regarding his conversations with the president?
You know, I'm going to have to wait and see how he answers the questions today. There are a lot of things that could have been meant by the questions asked of Mr. Comey by the president. It's not entirely unusual, and I don't think it would be inappropriate for the president to ask someone who serves in a political appointee position, who serves at the pleasure of the president, who can be removed by the president for any reason or no reason at all, for him to ask a question trying to discern whether that person is going to at least refrain from deliberately making the president look bad, going out of his way to portray the president in an unfair light. If that's what he meant by honest loyalty, then there's nothing wrong with that. There are other things that might come out today that might be less flattering than that. I don't know what to expect.
But the FBI, Senator, with all due respect, is supposed to be an independent investigation that can investigate anyone, including the White House.
Oh, sure. And that's why I say there are other interpretations of it that could be possible that could come out today. My point is just that if all the president was asked was to say, look, don't be a leak. This was something that arose in the context of a whole bunch of leaks that were occurring within Washington, leaks against the president. And there was perhaps concern that some of those might be coming from within the FBI. He didn't. He might want to have wanted to make sure that at least Director Comey wasn't out to get him and wasn't determined to make him look bad, even in the absence of wrongdoing.
What did you think, Senator, about the testimony given yesterday before the Intelligence Committee? It seemed like even the chairman was frustrated that some factual questions were not answered in a forthright way.
Yeah, I wish I could give you analysis on that. I was busy with my own activities yesterday and haven't had a chance to review that.
Now, I know you've written a book. It's called Written Out of History, The Forgotten Founders Who Fought Big Government. Tell us about this book and how this relates to what we're talking about today.
Okay, so in this book, I tell the stories of eight neglected or forgotten founders, as I describe them. Founders who have been long forgotten and, as I put it, written out of history, including some women and minorities who sort of defy the stereotype image that many of us have of founding fathers. I tell the story of Canandaigua, an Iroquois Indian chief who taught Benjamin Franklin about federalism, you know, the principle embodied in the 10th Amendment that says most power should remain close to the people and only those things that are distinctively national should be handled by the national government. I tell the story of Mum Bett, a slave who won her freedom in Massachusetts shortly after the Revolution and after the state constitution John Adams wrote for Massachusetts in 1780, when she discovered that that constitution viewed all human beings as free and equal in the eyes of God, she decided to pursue her case. And she did so in court with a lawyer. She won her freedom and thus set the stage for a whole lot of other slaves being freed.
We'll look forward to reading that, and I'm sure you'll be looking forward to the testimony today as we are. Senator, we always appreciate your time. Senator Mike Lee with us live on the KSL Newsline this morning.
KSL News Time is now.